is daf. Is daf samach. So the Gemara on the end of Nun Tesma Beis quoted the last three words from the Mishnah, im hayom akira, and this was talking about if the child recognizes his mother. So then the halacha was, I'm trying to get a line of the Mishnah here. We had that line of the Mishnah, right? Did we see the Mishnah? What was that? The Gemara, maybe. Maybe it was the Gemara. Yeah, it was the Gemara. That if, so the halacha was that if they get divorced, the husband's not able to force her, his ex-wife, to nurse the child, but if he recognizes her and is only willing to nurse from his own mother, then he has every right to force her, but has to pay her for that schar. So the Gemara wants to know now, the top of Samach Amun Aleph, Ad Kama. Rashi explains, what's the shaila here? Ad kama kama chadashim ishlan lemeimer. How many months does it take? She yodeh lahakir milenek meisha acharis. How long does it take for the child to recognize his own mother that he will refuse to nurse from any other mother or any other woman? So Amarav, Rav explains, Amarav Yimia bar Abba, Amarav shalosha chadashim. It takes a total of 3 months. Before 3 months, so then we could easily pass the child to any other woman who can nurse. But after 3 months, we already recognize it's his own mother, so then you could, if divorced, you could pay your ex-wife and force her to nurse the child. Shmuel Amar Shloshim Yom. It only takes 30 days to recognize one's own mother. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chamishim Yom. He thinks it takes 50 days. There's 1 month, almost 2 months, and then 3 months. So Amar of Simi Bar Abai, Halacha Rabbi Yitzhak, She'amar Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, we passing like this last opinion, that it takes 50 days to recognize one's own mother from nursing. So the Gemara says, Bishma Rav Yochanan, I understand Rav, who's the first opinion, it takes 3 months, which we'll say 90 days. And I also understand Rav Yochanan, who says it takes 50 days, kol chad v'chad ki chorfe, because Rashi explains two lines from the top, ki kol chad l'fum chorfe yesh tino charif u'makir. They're ones who are a little bit smarter, wiser, sharper, and they can recognize their mother b'chamishim yom. V'yesh sheinu makir, there's those a little bit slower in its recognition, in its senses. Ad shlosh chadashim takes 3 months. So those two opinions make sense. 50 days and 90 days makes a lot of sense. Ela l'shmuel ki agav l'mi mishkachasla. Could you find the child within 30 days that already recognizes his own mother? Doesn't make any sense. Can't be. It's too early. Says the Gemara, Ki Asir Rami Bar Yechezkel Amar Lo Tatzitinu Lahani Klali Dekal Yehuda Acha Mishmei Deshmo. Don't listen to any of these rules that they said, that Yehuda said, the brother in the name of Shmuel. That my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Halchim Shmuel, because Shmuel said the following. What did he say? That Kol Zman Shemakira, anytime that the child recognizes it, there's no limit. Rashi explains three lines from the top. Calls Manshi Makira ain't shir davar. There's no shir at all. El bebedika hadavar tola. You just check it out. You can inspect them. Im anu roam shemakira kofa umenaki minikasa b'schar v'afilu girsha. If we could ascertain that the child recognizes his own mother, so then even if it's within 30 days, then one even if it's after 3 months, it all it's based on the bedika whether the child actually recognizes the child. But don't listen to any of the rules I said before in the name of Shmuel. The klal is if it recognizes it based on bedika. Gemara records a story that There's once a woman who presented herself in front of Shmuel, and Rashi tells us it's referring to a grusha, and she didn't want to nurse anymore. So the Amarle, the Rav Dimi, Bar Yosef, so Shmuel says to Rav Dimi, Zil Badka, go check, go test whether the child recognizes his own mother or not. Azil, he went. Osfei, he sat, Bidare Dinashi, Rashi explains this, Hoshiva Beshurish Anashim. He sat amongst a line of women. He took her child, and he had passed the child along the line of women. Obviously, only one of them is her mother. Kimata legava, when the child reached his own mother, have a kamasve lape. So he mabe Rashi says he looked in her face. Kivashtinu leina menai, and Rashi says he looked up. The eyes faced his own mother, and then the eyes went up to get eye contact or something. So Amalei, Natav Einacha Kum Dari Barich. So this line means that Natav Einacha, lift your eyes, I guess, and stand up and take your son. Something like that, Harry, does that make sense?
It's an Aramaic translation of when the Malach said to Hagar, lift up your eyes, you'll see that there's a, go back to being a mother because you can get water for the son.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's what it's referring to. I see Rashi explains that. No, Rashi doesn't say that. Okay, so that's the idea, though. In other words, this is your child. He recognizes you. You have an obligation to feed, to nurse him. So the Gemara says, what about a summa minayada? Let's say the child's a summa, so the summa can't see. How are you able to test a child who's a summa whether he recognizes his own mother? So Amar Rav Ashi Brecha Uvetama. Through smell and through taste, one is able to recognize his own mother. Apparently, they say that a child could smell his own mother already from the moment they're born. Maybe it takes a little bit longer for those senses to strengthen. But this is a concept we find as well in modern day.
But what was the point of the story? Everybody agrees that a child recognizes the mother at some point. It doesn't say,
It didn't say which,
it
what
didn't
you,
say how
how
long.
long, right? Exactly. It doesn't answer the question. It just
Yeah.
says as you're right. No, but I guess the point is it goes based on bedika, not based on the time. So that's the proof. We use bedika to test it out. And this, in case, in fact, the child recognized it, whether it was 5 years old or 2 months old, who knows? But bedika is the klal. Gemara now quotes from a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Yonek tinok v'holech ad esem v'arba chodesh. A person could nurse, a woman could nurse her child for a total of 24 months, 2 years. Mikan ve'elech ki yonek sheket divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And if it nurses beyond the age of two, it's like yonek sheket. It's like nursing from something disgusting. Mishukat Rashi says something disgusting like a sheket. It's like the way they refer to bugs and insects. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. 2 years is all you're allowed to nurse. Yeshua Omer Afilu Arba V'Chameishanim. No, you could go as much as 4 or 5 years. Perhaps there's not even a limit. As long as the child nurses, it's okay. However, Pirish La'achar Yesim Arba Chodesh V'Chazar Kionik Sheket. But let's say after 2 years, the child separates. We'll see how long it separates. But let's say it stops nursing, it weans, and then it wants to go back to nursing again. That's considered Yonik Sheket. But if it's continuous, so then for as many years, 4 or 5 years, one's allowed to continuously nurse. The implication here is also, let's say he was peerish within 2 years and wanted to go back within 2 years. It sounds like from this line, one would be allowed to return to being yonic. And similarly, also according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be true also. We don't see any indication why not. So Gemara now is going to analyze these two opinions of 24 years, sorry, 24 months versus 4 to 5 years. Amar Mar, says the Gemara from the above statement. Mikan ve'elech kionik shekets. After 2 years, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's like being yonik shekets, like drinking something disgusting. Urmin, the Gemara asks the question, Yachol ye chalav mehalchei shtayim. One may think the milk of a halchei shtayim, a person, an animal literally that walks on two, which is in other words a human, one might think it's tameh. The dinu, and it's quite logical to suggest that it's tameh. Why? Now, tameh here doesn't mean tameh v'tumah v'tara, Rashi tells us, it refers to usser. So we have the behemah tamei means something that's aser. The behemah tamei doesn't mean it's tummy when you touch it; it means it's aser. So one might think that the milk of a human would be aser. Vidinu, and it's logical to suggest that. Why? Ma behemah shehakalta bimaga, an animal that is lenient in terms of touching it. That there's this means a real tumah in this case. Rashi says if you touch an animal mechaim, there's never tumah for a live animal. It's only when it's dead, when it's in the vela, is there tumah. But there's a leniency, but as opposed to a human. A human, there is tumah when it's alive. So ma behema shehekalta b'magad, there's leniencies with regards to its tumah, namely when it's alive. Hachmarta b'chalva, yet you are machmir with its chalav, referring to that Rashi quotes a Gemara in Bukharos that the chalav of a behema tmeya, a non-kosher animal, a gamal, for example, a camel, the milk is aser. Adam shehachmarta b'magad, an Adam who's Machmer with respect to its touching, namely when it's a nida, when she's a mother's a nida. So eino din she tachmir bechalbo, does not make sense that you should machmer also for her milk, that her milk should be aser also. So the Gemara does go back and forth connecting tumah to iser. That itself is something we're not going to address, but that's the kal v'chomer. Again, an animal who, when you touch a camel, it's not tameh, but the milk is aser. So a woman who's nida and you touch her, you're tameh, certainly the milk of her should be aser. The Gemara says not true because Tamalomer es ha-gamal kimala geira hu. There's some extra words. The word gamal appears twice. The word hu appears twice in the Pesukim. So by the camel, what's the extra word hu teaching us? Hu tamei vein chalav mehalchei shtayim tamei. Only it, the milk of the gamal, the milk of the camel, only that's tamei. That only that's aser to exclude afka hu to exclude vein chalav mehalchei shtayim tamei. But the milk of a human, of a woman, is not going to be tamei. It won't be aser. Elatar, rather it's mutar to me. That's the pasuk that the milk of a woman is mutter. So Gemara says maybe you should suggest yachal bakol. Maybe we should exclude milk that's not shava bakol, because that of a behema tahora, of a cow, for example, the milk is mutter. So since we find elsewhere that the milk of a animals are mutter, so it makes sense to say the milk of a human is mutter. But maybe v'lo otzis adam shu os shava b'kal. But maybe you shouldn't exclude dam. Maybe the blood of a human should be usser. Now the halacha is it's actually mutter. We'll see with midirbanan it's usser, but midiraisa, a dam of a human, a dam of adam is actually mutter. So maybe that dam of a human should actually be usser, because since dam is usser by every other animal, it's usser both by behema tameah and by behema torah. Maybe that should also be usser by adam, and you shouldn't exclude it from adam. Says the Gemara, tamelomer who, again the word who, it appears who a second time, who tameh vein dam halchish time tameh el tor. The gamal, the dam of a camel, only that is usser, but the dam of a human is actually mutter. And Rav Sheshe says further, on top of that, not only is it mutter, afil mitzvah prisha ein bo, and Rashi explains midirbanan, there's not even isim midirbanan of eating the dam of the of a human. Fine. So all this being said, now we're not so concerned with the dam right now, but right now we're concerned with the milk. The question was, we said before, drinking the milk of a mother after 2 years is kinyonik shekets, but this price seems to say that milk across the board of a human is mutter across the board. Anybody could drink it, any age. There's no limit. Gemara says, lo kasha. Had the parish, had the lo parish. One talking about where the, not where the child separated, but where the milk separated. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, had the parish, had the katani mutter, when it's been extracted into a bottle, into a cup, then that milk is mutter to everybody. However, hayonek min hadad ki yonek shekes midirbanan. What we're referring to above, after 2 years, when one cannot be yonek from his own mother, that's talking about being yonek, not when it's separated. When it's coming directly from her, that's when it's also midirbanan after the age of two. Okay, now in light of this discussion, the Gemara said that what comes out in regards to humans, the milk of a human and the blood of a human are both mutter. It happens to be an isa midir banan of drinking blood, but we'll leave that aside for just a moment. We'll get there in a second. But what about the basa? What about the flesh? Can one, in theory, eat the flesh of a human? So there's a long tosos here. There's a big discussion. There's a minchas chinuch about this, about cannibalism. Whether that's an isa midir isa, whether it's isa midir banan. That comes out of this sugya and daf samach. Then the Gemara says, v'chilufa bedam. The opposite is true when it comes to blood. That when it comes to blood, when it separates, it's actually usser, but when it's still part of the body, it's mutter, the opposite of the chalav. Well, chalav, we said, when it's part of the body, it's usser, when it's separate, it's mutter. By dam is when it's separate, it's actually usser, only when it's part of the body, it's still mutter. As we see, kedetanya, dam shal gavei kikar, if you find blood on a piece of bread, that's of human blood, let's say a person took a bite of a bread, a hard piece of bread, and some blood from his tooth came out, it's in the bread now, goro, you have to scrape out the blood, ochlo, and then you could eat the rest of the bread. However, let's say there's blood coming shebein hashinaim from between the teeth. It's still in the mouth. Motzato, you could just suck the blood. Veino choshesh, there's no concern at all. And that's, in fact, how we paskin. If there's blood coming out of the mouth, we don't start saying spit everything out. You could just be natural about it. And any blood that one swallows, there's no concern. Going along the topic of nursing, the Gemara quotes the other opinion of Amar Mar Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Afilu Arba V'chameh Shanim. A person can nurse as long as 4 or 5 years even. But doesn't the Brisa quote that same Rabbi Yeshua Omer, afilu chavilas al ksefa? A person could go even longer than that, seemingly, even when he's holding bundles on his shoulders, which seems like above the age of 4 and 5, he could still continue to nurse. Gemara says that idi v'idi chad shiur, those are both the same shiurim, that the age of 4 or 5 is when a child could start carrying bundles or so on his shoulder. There's no difference there, just two different ways of presenting this shiur. What's the halacha? Rav Yosef halacha, Rabbi Yehoshua. We pass on Rabbi Yehoshua that a child can nurse 4 or 5 years as long as he doesn't separate, as long as he never weans himself from nursing. Gemara quotes the Braisa, now Tani Rabbi Marinos, Omer, Goneach, person is Goneach, which Rashi explains Goneach, is Hamayal Mekav Libo. He has a heart pain or so. So what's halacha? He should be Yonik Chalab Shabbos. He's allowed to be Yonik, the milk, on Shabbos. Says Rashi, Yonik Chalav Mishum Refua Refuasa Chalav A's. Apparently, a person who has heart problems, drinking goat milk is beneficial for his health, so he could be Mamish Yonik from the actual goat on Shabbos for his own health. My time, it says, what's the reasoning for this? Yonik is Mefarik Lacha Yad V'makom Tzara Lo Gazurban. So the concern of being yonik, of extracting milk from an animal, from a goat in this case, is a violation of mefarik. Mefarik is a tolda of dash. Dash is one of the lamentes melachos, where it's removing something from an encasement. It's removing, let's say, the Gemara talks about a date that's on a tree from the encasement. Things like that is extracting something. So to extracting liquid from something, such as a cow or a goat, would be mefarik. But since the normal way to do this, a human is not yonik from a goat, that's considered a lachayad, considered a shinoi. So shinoi drops the mefarik to a din derabanan now, since it's being done in a strange way. And b'makom tsar, in a case of danger or a pain, one's allowed to violate an issur derabanan on Shabbos and be yonik. If you look at Rashi for a second, Rashi just explains all this. You see, mefarik, hanosek davar mimakom shagadabo. This, by the way, is a very important definition of dash. Rabbi Yochanan, I believe, in Shabbos argues. It's whenever you remove something from the place of its growth. Not referring to where it's connected to the ground, has to be something where it's detached already. I think Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be mechuber, actually. That's a larger discussion. Okay, so there is an interesting Tosas here. Tosas writes, Dibra Maschel Goneach, Yonik Chalav B'Shabbos. The person's in danger, or it's actually B'Tsar, I should say. And he should he needs their food for drinking the goat milk. Says Tosos, Lav b'sheish bo sakana ayri. We're not talking about where there's danger. It's tsar, not danger. Because the im kain, if it was sakana, my irya mishum to have mefarik lachayad. Why do you have to bring it down to a level of derban b'shinoi? Afilu having malacha derais ashari b'makum sakana. One could actually extract the milk, milk the cow, milk the goat rather, in a normal way, and then drink the milk afterwards, because even a Madaraisa could be violated for the purpose of Sakanas Nefashos. Then the Gemara, then Tosas rather, goes on to say, Rabbeinu Tam asks a question, we find the Gemara Yevamos that seems to say that on Shabbos, B'makum Tsar. So therefore, sorry, the case here is not Sakana, it's Tsar. But then Rabbeinu Tam brings a Gemara Yevamos, which says, even B'makum Tsar, one were not allowed to be yonik on Shabbos. B'makom tzar, you can't do this. So Tosa ends up saying, this is three narrow lines up in Tosfos, the tirits, the hasan mari b'tzar shel rav, v'hachal b'tzar shel choli, shukar v'lasakana. The two types of pains. Someone who's very hungry, that's not dangerous. The guy is fasting a day, it's not dangerous. It's uncomfortable, but it's not dangerous. So therefore, you're not allowed to violate an issur derabanan. Our case here is where he's in pain because of a sickness. A pain of a sickness could really develop further and bring him to a level of sakana. So therefore, to prevent a sakana, this is a very important thing on refuah and Shabbos, if someone wants to prevent the matters getting worse, to prevent something becoming a sakana, one could take medication also. Normally on Shabbos, a person cannot take medication unless there's a dangerous situation. But to prevent a dangerous situation would be permitted as well in light of this Tosfos here. There's so much Tosfos to do here. Okay, the next Tosos, Dibur Maschel Mefarik Lachayad. Let's do that one quickly. Tosos says, we have a lot of time today, Vim Tomar, Afilu Lo Havik Lachayad, Nami, even if it wasn't Lachayad, this should be permitted. Even if it was the same, similar question before, even if you did it normally, you milked the cow normally, it would be mitter. Why? De'ein Disha Ela B'gidule Karka, Kedamar Per Kla Gadol. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Disha, which Mefarik, is a told of Disha, Disha only applies to something that grows from the ground. Milk does not grow from the ground, so there's no disha midiraisa. Disha on milk, on a cow, and a goat, would be, by definition, only midirbanan. So you don't need to do klachayat as well. And he goes on to prove this case. That's not gedulei karka. Now, even though in general, sometimes behemoths are viewed as gedulei karka, in this context, he proves that it's not gedulei karka. He goes on to explain how this is true. So why do you need to bring in klachayat? So Tosa ends up concluding in the last line, there is the Ashita of Rabbi Yehuda who thinks that no, disha applies to even things that are not gedulei karka. Meaning, everyone agrees that a cow is not gedulei karka in this halacha. But there are some who say disha applies to even things that are not gedulei karka, therefore disha would even apply to a cow and to a goat. That's why you have to come on to klachayat to permit this b'makom sakana. Okay, beautiful. Back to Gemara. Gemara says, now, Tanya, Nachum Ish Galya, Omer, another Brisa, seemingly unrelated, says, a tzinur sha'alu bo kashkashim. So a tzinur is literally a pipe. Rashi explains this to be a gutter. The gutter that's on the roof that would knock off all the water, the rain, it got filled up with grass, or more likely leaves and branches and twigs. So now the problem is, Rashi explains, that it's starting to clog up, and there's a leak in your roof from all the clog of the gutters. So what are you supposed to do when it's on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, what's the suggestion? Mimachin baragla, you could start kicking, go on the roof and start kicking and clearing out the gutter with your foot. Bitzina, in privacy, b'shabbos, v'eino choshesh, and you're not concerned with this. My time. What's the reasoning? Misakin klachayatu. The situ. What's the problem? The problem here is that by you fixing the pipe, the gutter, you're fixing its tikkun. It's an issue. It's an isser of bona. It's similar to also. Let's say there's a clogged toilet. It's a big discussion. I remember once I asked the shaila many years ago in Rosh HaKol, and someone told me, an older guy said, "There's no problem of clogging of plunging a toilet." Because what's the issue there? I found that later on he wasn't right. It depends on how clogged it is. If it's clogged where it's very easily plunged, so then that's not a problem. But if it's really, you need to get, I don't know how these things work, but you need a snake and really have to fix it well, that's a problem of binyan. Here too also, if it's so stuffed with leaves and the twigs, that's a problem of tikkun mana, of binyan. So since you do it with your foot, which is klachar yad, it knocks it down to midirbanam. And it's b'mokum pseida because it's starting to leak in your house and causing tremendous damage. So the chamer were not goes there of tikkun kalacha yad. And what's the halacha? So Amar Rav Yosef halacha kinacham ish galya. We pass in that way that one's allowed to actually do this. So the interesting toast is in the bottom here. So the Gemara said that you're only allowed to do this b'tzina when nobody's looking. I'm not sure how you do that, but you climb on your roof somehow when nobody's looking and clear it out. So toast is on the bottom. It says b'machin b'ragel b'tzina b'shabbos. Wait a second. Why does he have to do this bitzina? Because maras ayin, a person sees him on his roof, thinks he's fixing the roof, or thinks he's mamash using his hands to clear the gutter, doing it the right way. It's maras ayin. If it's issue maras ayin, then even bitzina afil b'chadei chadarim is going to be aser. Why would we permit this bitzina? So Tosfos's answer is very important. Tosfos, Haynu dafka be'isir malacha deraisa kimo shotchin bechama aval lo kineged ha'am. It's only coming. It only applies. Afilu chadei chadarim applies only when there's isir deraisa. So the halacha is: let's say your clothing got very wet and you want to dry it out in the sun. You're not allowed to do this where people were walking by because people thought maybe that you did that. You laundered on Shabbos. Laundering is an isir deraisa on Shabbos. To lay out dry, wet clothing is not iser, but it looks like you're doing laundering. So you can't do that keneged ha'am. But shim yiru yisavu b'shechabsim b'shabbos, because if they see you laying out the wet clothing, they thought you maybe laundered it on Shabbos. That's only by an iser b'deraisa. Is it asu afil b'chadei chadarim? Aval says Tosfos, hacha lo yiru el melacha klachayad. They see you're kicking the gutter. That's only melacha midirbanan v'lo gazu rabanan l'asu b'chadei chadarim. There, the iser maris ayin does not apply afil b'chadei chadarim. What comes out from this tosis is that we see that Maris Ayin does apply to Isur Midirbanan, it just does not apply to Chadei Chadarim. This connects to a very important Ramah and Shach and Yerdeya about using almond milk with chicken, in the case of chicken, but even milk. Can you use almond milk on the same table as chicken? It looks like you're putting the milk in. So the whole discussion, of course, there's no problem because there's no Maris Ayin by Isur Midirbanan. But based on this Tosfos, the Shach brings a number of rayas. I don't know if he brings this as a raya, but this is certainly a raya, that by even Isur Midirbanan, we have the issue of Maris Ayin. So one would have to, if they want to place chicken on the same table as milk, in theory, one would have to place the nuts of the shkedim to show, or the coconut oil, whatever, coconut milk, whatever you use, to show that this is not real milk. There's a whole discussion, but
talk in front of other people. If they're just doing it for themselves, then it would be
exactly. Close. I think the Pesach Chua makes that hara. I think he does. I don't know if they call this Tosfos. I don't remember. But I think Pesach Chua makes that point. Okay. And the Gemara says now the two dots. Pirish, this is five lines up. In fact, we haven't done any Eden in a long time. This is just making through the daf has been the goal. But now we have a lot more time, a lot more stuff to work with here. Okay. The Gemara says, Pirish. Lacher esim v'arba chodesh chazak yonik shekets. So the lacha was, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the child is able to nurse 4 or 5 years. But let's say after 2 years, they wean the child. And then he wants to come back and nurse again. That's not allowed anymore once you've separated. The kama. How long? What's considered separating? What's considered being weaned from the mother? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Amar Shmuel shlosh yamim. If the child went three days without nursing, that's considered pirish and he can no longer nurse again. Ikadami, others say, Tane Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Kame Dishmuel shlosh yamim. He also says 3 days. So if the child has been separated for 3 days from its mother, one can no longer nurse. I was wondering out loud. I wonder if it was like separated from the Beratzon or even, let's say, Beonis. Let's say the mother or the child was sick and wasn't able to happen for some reason. Would that also prevent him from going back? Or it's only when Beratzon there was a separation, does that prevent them from nursing again?
As Yerushalmi says, if it's only, Beratzon.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Beonis, he goes back.
Okay. I'm just trying to wonder. I'm wondering what the svara is for that. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemara now on the bottom says, Tana Rabbanan, Minekes Shemes Baila Besoch Esem Varba Chodesh. Let's say a mother, she's nursing, and her husband dies, she becomes a widow within 24 months. So, Hare Zulo Tisare Shilotinase. She's not allowed to get engaged, nor can she get married, ad, says the Gemara on the top of the base, She Ad Esem Varba Chodesh. She needs to wait the 24 month period is until since the son was born or the child was born. Till she could get engaged or married. Why? Says Rashi. Rashi, the top line says, this is Shema Tisaber, she might become pregnant from her new husband. V'titztarech ligamos b'nai, and will have to wean her son. U'bal ze'enu aviv, sheikna lo beitim v'chov. And her new husband, only the stepfather, won't have any rachmanis on the stepson to buy eggs and milk for the child to be healthy. So that's all according to Divrei Rebbe Meir, the Gemara says. So Meir says she has to wait 24 months till the child has grown and got its what's need, the basics of milk or from eggs, whatever it needs to be. Rabbi Yehuda, Amati, Rabbi Yehuda permitted this b'shimon asar chodesh. She said, no, 18 months is all that's needed. That's enough to enough milk to give the child to be healthy. So Amar Rav, Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef, hein hein divrei Rabbi Shammai, hein hein divrei Rabbi Yisrael. This machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is actually an earlier machlokes of Tanaim between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Shebei Shammai Omrim Esim Arba Chodesh, Shebei Yisrael Omrim Shmona Esach Chodesh, same exact machlokas. Amar Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Ani Achriya. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, who many times in Shas is always offering to be machriya, to say, you know, they're not, there's no machlokas. There's actually, they're both talking about two different situations. So here he's also going to make a suggestion that maybe they're really both in agreement, and they're talking about two different situations. The Divrei Omrim Esim Arba Chodesh, the one who says 24-month period, Mutars Li Nasei, Besim Ve'achad. Chodesh. The one who says 24 months says you're allowed to actually get married after 21 months. He's what, qualifying Beis Shammai statement now? I'm not sure why this is quite machria.
It says on the side, Tzarech Lomar Efarish.
Okay, fine, that makes sense. Okay, this is not quite machria, but I see why they say achria, because usually he is machria. There's no hachra here. But what he's saying is he's qualifying the statements. When the one who says 24 months, it really permits you to get married after 21 months because I guess you probably have 3 months until you recognize that you're pregnant to force yourself to wean from the child. So you're given an extra 3 months to get married earlier. And the Divrei Omer, Bishmonasa Chodesh, the one who permits after 18 months, actually permits Mutaris Lihinasa Bechamishasa Chodesh, really permits 15 months. Why? The Fish Ein HaCholav Nekar Elul Acher Shlosha Chadashim. So I thought it had to do with being Makir the Vlad, nothing to do with that. Even the Gemara Nida does say that, how they know they're pregnant. It could be they missed the Nida cycle, but that's not a guarantee that she's pregnant. So why? Because after 3 months, the Chalav, it takes 3 months for the Chalav to no longer be available for the child, the nursing child. So Amar Ula Ula says, Halacha Rabbi Huda, we pass on Rabbi Huda, that you need to wait only 18 months, which is really, in fact, 15 months. V'amar Marukva li hita Rabbi Chanina l'aseish l'achar chamisha asar chodesh. Marukva said, he permitted me, I was permitted from, Rabbi Chanina permitted me to marry, apparently, a widow after 15 months, even though she already had a child. That's what they had there, based on what we saw. So there's a story now, the Gemara quotes from the Arisa de Abaye. Arisa was one of the sharecroppers of Abaye. Also, the Kami de Abaye, he went to Abaye and asked, Amar lei mahu li aris b'chamisha asar chodesh. What's the psak? Are we allowed to get married to a widow with a child after 15 months? Amar lehu, Amar lei, chada, number one, the Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We always pass on Rabbi Yehuda over Rebbe Meir, which would be, we permit 18 or 15 months. V'od, moreover, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, halacha Beis Hillel, who also says 15 months. V'amar ula, furthermore, ula says halacha Rabbi Yehuda, v'amar marukva li hiti Rebbe Chanina l'aseis l'acha chamisha asar chodesh. So all this, we see that we pass on that one's permitted to get married after 15 months. Kol Shekin says, Abaye, Kol Shekin at da'at, you, my sharecropper, le'aris, you're only attempting to get engaged after 15 months, so certainly you'd be allowed, because you're not getting married for probably another year from when you get engaged. Even if not that, but engagement is certainly permitted. Tikas l'kami de Rav Yosef, now I guess when the same sharecropper, Abaye went to Rav Yosef, he told him the whole ma'isa. Amalei, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Rav u'shmul, damar tervayu, tzvich lamtin, esim v'ar b'chodesh. Nope. They paskin against what we said above. They paskin against Ula. Then you actually have to wait a full 24 months. You have to go according to the most machmir shita. That's Rebbe Meir and Beis Shammai. And chutz miyom shenolad bavu chutz miyom shenis arse bavu. And you do not include the day that the child was born and the day that they get engaged. It has to be 24 months in addition to those days. So Abaye felt bad that he gave the wrong psak. So what did he say? So rot basrei. So Abaye started chasing after the sharecropper to catch him. And Tlasa Parsi ran three parsa, Vamrile Parsa Bechala. Others say it was one parsa in sand, which is obviously quite difficult. Lo Adarchi wasn't able to catch up to him. So I guess the guy wasn't a sharecropper who was hoping up, you know, who was strong up every single day. Or I guess maybe that night he was going to get engaged and wanted another psak. He couldn't catch up, he lost it, so he gave the wrong psak. So Amar Bai, so Bai says, Hai Milsad Amar Rabbanan, that which the Chacham say, Afilu Biita de Bekutcha, the Lushay Inish B'makom Rabbe. The halacha that the Gemara in Erevin talks about this, and also the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think, that the halacha that an egg with milk, kutcha, is very relevant to Pesach, and one of the things that is milk and chametz product, that even though it lasts for a long time, the chametz nuksha, I think, it's almost inedible, the chametz, I don't remember exactly, you cannot keep that chametz over time. But either way, kutcha is dairy. So they pass from that one's allowed to have eggs with dairy, which to us would seem quite obvious. So even something so simple, such a simple psak like eggs with milk, you're not allowed to say b'makom Rebbe in the place your Rebbe is. So I paskin in front of my Rebbe Rav Yosef. So I was mistaken. I'm not allowed to. And what's the reason why one cannot? Lo misho de mechze kehav kirusa. It's not because of chutzpah, because of a gaiva that I could paskin when my Rebbe's around. Not because of that. Eli, you know the reason why you can't do this? Mishum de lo mistaya mil salamemra. Because you're not going to have siyata deshmaya to give the right psak. The ha'ana, I have a gemirle, lahad Rav Shmuel. I knew this halacha Rav Shmuel. I knew that they actually passed in 24 months. And afilu hachi, still, nonetheless, lo mistai li milsa de meimar, Takarish Baruch Hu did not assist me in saying the right psak, because I gave a psak in front of my Rebbe, in the makom of my Rebbe. I didn't have the siyata d'shmaya that I need. It's a fascinating gemara here. That's not because of gaiva, but it's because of siyata d'shmaya. And we also see, which is somewhat obvious, in order to give the right psak, one needs tremendous siyata d'shmaya. It doesn't come because of your knowledge, it becomes because of siyata d'shmaya, in addition to your knowledge. So Tosos on the top here, interesting Tosos, back to the case of Biata Bekuscha, that one can have eggs with dairy, which is an obvious psak. Tosos says, Mifarish Ba'arach, the la b'stam beitzim ayir. We're not talking about an egg you buy from the supermarket. Dein lecha am ha'arach lo yada shem utaris b'chav. There's no, any person, no matter how ignorant a person might be, everybody knows you can't have eggs and cheese. It's obvious. That can't be the chiddush. That was too obvious. Where you shech a hen and you find eggs inside, gemuras, complete eggs, mari shemutu la'ochlin b'chav, that you're allowed to eat in the milk. He goes on to quote the Gemara in Beit. The Gemara says that if there are eggs that are unfinished, they're not completely shelled, then it's, and if it's mu'ura begidin, the Gemara there says, it's wrapped in the sinews of the chicken's stomach, that would be a situation where it would be basar, you couldn't have with meat, with milk. But if it's completely gemuros, that one's allowed to have with milk. Remember, my grandmother told me that in Europe, when you found the chicken, and you took a chicken home, it wasn't like shechted open, it wasn't in pieces, and it cut open, and once in a while you found an egg inside the chicken. This would happen in Europe, or anywhere else where you would get a whole chicken. So I think she told me that it was a prize. Obviously, they didn't buy the egg. It was like a gift they got. But I think she told me that, I have to ask her again, I don't know if she'd remember anymore, but I think they said they wouldn't eat it with milk. Now, Pasha says there's no problem at all. If it's completely shelled, it has a shell on it, it shouldn't be a problem. But either way, that's the case. Is Biyat b'tchuscha, a egg that's found in a chicken, is completely mutter to be eaten with milk. Now, one more Tosos here to do. Tosos writes, Kiafkirusa, nafkamina. So the reason why you're not allowed to paskin in the Makom Rebbe is not because of chutz, but rather it's because of Siyat Dishmaya. The Tosa says the nafkamina is nafkamina shehecha sharav mochel akvodu. Let's say the rav is mochel. So I don't mind if you could paskin. I'm giving you full rishus to paskin in where I am, the share where it's permitted. Afil hachi says Tosos al yore. One should still not paskin the lo mistaya milsa hol rabo etzlo, which is fascinating. One would think even if the rav was mochel, then the siyat deshmaya would exist. But Tosa says not true. Even though there's no iser of chutzpah, there's no iser of gaiva. There's still one will not have siyata d'shmaya. It's almost to say that Kash Baruch only helps one person at a time in terms of pasuk and shilas. So I wonder if others are arguing this Tosos, but this is what Tosos says. This would be a big problem in many places. This does happen. Okay. The Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanon, around 10 narrow lines up. Tanur Rabbanon, Nosna bina l'minekes, o gemalta, o mace, muteres linasim miyad. Let's say she gives her son to a wet nurse, or she weans her child, or he dies, the child dies. In all those cases, she has no longer an obligation to nurse the son. In those situations, muteres linasim miyad, she's allowed to get married right away, because there's no current obligation to nurse the child. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Yeshua, Savar, Lemevet, Uvda, Kiyamas Nisa, they wanted to paskin like this Brisa. Amri Luhu, Hahi, Savata, there's a certain elderly woman. Bididi, Hava, Uvda, she says, when something like this happened to me when I was younger, I guess. V'asa, Li, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, I'm not allowed to do this. Even though my child either was nursed from someone else or weaned, he did not permit me to get married right away. Says the Gemara, Eini, is it really true that Rav Nachman permitted it, forbid this rather? How Rav Nachman shara lehu lebei Reish Kalusha? There was a similar situation in the house of the Reish Kalusha where Rav Nachman actually permitted the mother to get married right away. Gemara says he can't bring a rat from the Reish Kalusha because shiny bei Reish Kalusha de lo hadri buhu, because they're not going to be chozer. What hadri buhu mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says de lo hadri buhu is four narrow lines all the way up on the top. Meinika shepaska lahanik b'nehem. So if the in the house of Reish Kalusa, where it was a governmental house for the at least the Jewish government, so if the menika, if the wet nurse would resist nursing the child, they would force her to go back because of the house of Reish Kalusa. They make her go continue to nurse because the child's in danger. But by regular person, so let's say the mother had given her child over to a wet nurse. And then wet nurse says, you know what, I'm not interested in doing this anymore, and she walks away. There's nothing the mother could do anymore to get her to come back. She can't enforce it. And the mother now has weaned her child, and she no longer produces any milk. So now the child's in great danger. So that's why he said, we never permit her to get married right away. We always need the mother to be available to nurse the child in case. But in the house of Reish Kalusa, the wet nurse could never be chozer because it's too strong of a place to allow that to happen. Amr Hura Papi says, V'asin lo tiz verua, do you not hold to the following brisa, mehad de tanya? Harei shayisa rudufa lelech lebeis avia. Let's say she's running back to her father's house. She's always spending time there. O shayala kas bebeis baila, or that's when shalom bayis going on in her own house. O shayala baila chavish bebeis asurim, or her husband's stuck in jail. Or he's overseas. Or he's very old. Or chulo or sick. Akara, she's not able to have children. Or she's a zakena. Or islandess. Vikadnas ktana. Hamapels achar misa baila. Or she has had a miscarriage after the death of her father. Vishina really laylaid. All these cases where she can't have children. Either he can or she can have something going on there. All these cases. Kulan tsrichos lehamtin shlosha chadashim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That everyone in all these cases, Rabbi Meir says one has to wait a total of 3 months until one gets married. And Rabbi Yossi Matil Liaris Linasim Yad, he permitted one to get married right away. And what's the halacha? V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halacha Krabi Meir B'gzeirah. So we saw this already earlier. That was yesterday's daf. That one, we pass like Rabbi Meir all these gzeiros. And Rabbi Meir made a gzeirah here that one has to wait 3 months in order to know who the father of the child is. You need that 3 month separation period if it was from the first husband or the second husband. So how could we say above that one's permitted to get married, that Rav Nachman himself would permit the mother to get married right away? Don't you need a 3 month grace period? So Amar Lei Lava Daitan. Which sounds like I think you're right. It wasn't on our das. We made a mistake. Is that how they interpret it?
Says we did not take note of that price. Does that mean they don't hold by it, or does that mean they just forgot it?
I don't know what that means. Yeah, I thought it meant that they forgot about it. But maybe it means that they just didn't acknowledge it willingly. Let's see. Yeah, the way it says here in the Misifta is that they didn't remember it. It sounds like that they should have. They didn't remember this. That's Rashi and Kedushin apparently says that. So they remember in a Hanami one has to wait 3 months. The Hilchsa, what's the final halacha? Hilchsa is Mace Mutter Gemalto Aser. If the child dies, so then that the mother is able to get married right away. If the mother weans the child, then it's usher to get married right away. So Mar bar Rav Ashi Amar Hafilu Mei Sami Usher. Nope. Even if the child dies, so So again, the reason for the distinction above is because if she knows that if she weans her child, she could get married, she might willingly wean the child, even though the child really needs the milk. She might really want to get married and say, I'm going to wean you, and get married, and the child's going to be in danger. But it comes to, therefore, we said you can't get married at all until the period has passed. But by mace, it's not in her control, obviously. When the child dies, Rahman al-Islam, then one's allowed to get married. There's no concern. But then comes along Amar bar Rav Ashi, Amar, Afilu mace nami yasser. Even if the child dies, she still has to wait the 24 months or however we paskin until she gets married. Well, why? What's the concern? The child's dead. There's no danger for the child. Gemara says there is a danger. Duma katlele v'ozlo mincve. Maybe she would willingly kill her own child in order to get married. If she knew that if the child dies, that permits her to get married, she might feel so lonely, she might willingly kill her child. So to prevent that from happening, we say even if the child dies, you're not allowed to get married any sooner. Hava uvda v'chanke. There's once a case, and the mother child actually choked and killed the child. And the wife says, no, vlohi, that's not a raya. Hahi shota hava. That woman was crazy. Women, mothers do not kill their children. That was an isolated situation. The woman was really off her rocker. But in general, it sounds like we would paskin that if the child were to die, one can get married right away, and there's no concern of this. Okay. The Gemara says, quotes from another Bryce, now Tanur Rabbanan. Haresh Nasala ben Lahanik. So let's say the mother gives her child over to a wet nurse to nurse her own child. The halach is, harezu lo tanik imo. The wet nurse may not nurse along with this child she's been hired to nurse. She cannot nurse her own child, velo ben chaverta, nor can she nurse her friend's child. She has to be exclusively nursing the child she's hired to nurse. Paska, kima, let's say she's paskins a little bit. They give her only a little bit to eat. Then, ocheles harbe, she has to eat a lot. So let's say they only, the agreement that they have is to only give her a little bit of food, so she still has to make sure to eat a lot because in order to have a lot of food for the and milk for the child, you need to eat a lot and the proper food. Lo tochal imo dvarm haram, she shouldn't eat things that are bad for the milk. So Gemara says, fine, so that's the halacha. She can only exclusively nurse the child she's been hired to. She has to make sure to eat a lot, even though she's only been given a little, and she can't eat things that are bad for the milk. So Gemara analyzes the Braisa, Hashta Benoam Raslo. If we said that she cannot nurse her own son, then Ben Chavertim Bais, certainly she's not going to nurse someone else's son. So what's the chiddush there? Once you say she can't nurse her own son, it'd be obvious that she's not going to be able to nurse somebody else's son. Where he says, no, Mal the same, what would you have thought? Maybe only her son would be usher. Why? Because Benoah, who the Chayis Alayu, Mam Shilei Tfei. She's more rachish, has more rachmanas than her own son, obviously, and would make sure to give more milk to her own son as opposed to the one she's been hired to nurse. But Ben Chaverta, he loved to have a mimosa, la have a mamsile. But her friend, who she's her friend's child, her neighbor, who she's not been hired for, she doesn't really care that much about. Only if she has extra milk, which she gives her friend's her friend's son. But other than that, she won't give her, unless there's enough for the initial one she's been hired for, she won't give anything over to the friend's son. There's no concern there. Kamashwa, no, but giving any milk to anybody else would be a violation of this agreement. Gemara then says, Pasko kima ocheles harbe mehecha. Let's say the agreement only allows her to have so much food. Only a little bit. And so she's supposed to find food for herself. Asks Gemara, mehecha, where is she finding food from? She's hired to do this, and she's only given a certain amount of money. How can she find more food? Amar of Sheish is mishala. She should, from her own money, her own property, she should make sure to eat and drink enough. Then the Gemara says, lo tochal limo dvarm haram, that a person should not eat things that are bad for the milk. So what are these things? So my ninu, what are they? Amar of Kana Kagon, I'm going to need some help here. Kshus, what's kshus?
Hops.
Hops, okay. The chuzes, grass, it sounds like.
Sprouts.
Dogim ktanim, a small fish. The adama.
Adama means adama.
Dirt. Okay.
It says here that there are certain sicknesses that people eat or ate the adama.
Uh-huh. Okay, so don't have any of those. That again are hops, sprouts, small fish, and dirt. And by Amar, by expand the list. Afilo kra v'chamusha. Kra is something that grows around the. It's what is it?
Squash.
Squash. Oh yeah. Okay. Squash and chamusha.
Quince.
Quince. Quartz in Rashi says. I'm not sure what quince is. Type of a gourd. It's a fruit. Not a gourd.
It's something like a pomegranate, I think.
Okay, these things are bad. But Papa Amar Filu Kra Vakufra. He adds Kra, so it probably gears to change on the side. Kore is something different. Kore is something that grows around the decal, the date tree. The Kufra is what? That's the inside of the decal tree? Oh, small right dates. Okay. Vashi Amar Filu Kimcha. Kimcha is Kutach, what we said before, that milk and chametz product. And the Harsana was type of fish, I think, right? Yeah, fried fish and flour. And some fish oil and fat. That's not too good for them. Okay. Minayu pasku chalva, minayu achri chalva. Some of these are preventing the milk. It lessens the amount of the milk. And some of them actually make the milk ugly, dirty, and go bad. So these are the whole list of things that one should not have. Should keep going? Still have 10 minutes. Okay. The Gemara says, "Dimishamshe be rechayu, havle bnei nachvi." People who work at the mill have children who are what slouched over. Rashi says, "Noflim." One gives birth to stillborns. Dimishamshe al ara. Those who work on the ground havle bnei shmuta. They have children with long necks, which is considered a mum. Didarche al rama de chamra. One who gets walks on Rama the Chamra, the back of a donkey? Or is it referring to? Excrement of a donkey, okay. Havalu b'nei girdane. They become, Rashi says, Perish Adam Shin Nimrat, Saros Rosho O Bal Garif. He's going to, Nimrat, was it no head, no hair, be bald?
That's, right,
lose a hair. Or Bal Garif. Bal Garif is referring to what, big eyebrows?
Skin eruptions.
Okay. Do'achla chardila, someone who eats mustard. If I'm saying anything wrong, please correct me.
The first couple of phrases talks about having relations in those places.
Oh, the mishamshe. I thought using mishamshe. Tashmish. Okay, right. Tashmish. Those places that will. Okay, that makes sense. Having children of those type. Okay. So someone who eats mustard now, havalu b'nei zilzalune. They'll have children who will be disgraced, or Rashi's a ravas, and rather would be starving, be hungry children. Da'achla tachlo, those who eat, what's that?
Cress.
What's cress?
Watercress.
You can
buy that in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like a little bit like parsley, but it's not wrinkled.
Okay. You can use it for carpas?
Maybe.
Okay. So you point one who eats cress, havlu b'nei dulfani, who have children with eyes dripping tears all the time. Dochli munini, those who eat small fish, havale b'nei matitzi eina. Their eyes will be very parachas, but anos tamen, very, very nice, I guess. Pretty eyes?
It's fluttering.
Fluttering, okay. Fluttering eyes. Da'achla gargushta, those who eat dirt, Rashi, havalu b'nei muchari. It will be have ugly children. Okay, the shasi shich, those who drink beer, havalu b'nei uchmi, will have red children.
Dark.
Oh, dark. Very dark. Okay, dark children. Dachli bisser, those who eat meat, v'shasi chamer, drink wine, havalu b'nei, have children who are barrier, very strong. So meat and wine are good for you. Let's keep going a little bit further. Why not? Dachla be'e, those who eat eggs, havalu b'nei inane. Rashi, einaim gdolos. Big eyes. Dachli kavri, those who eat, what's kavri?
Fish,
okay. Havalu b'nei echinini, will have children of balichain. Dachla karpasa, karpasa, beautiful, look at that connection, there we go. We also eat karpasa, what's the definition here?
They say celery.
This must be one of the places where they actually look for the word karpasa, it actually means something. This must be it. That's pretty amazing.
Dover be ito matov.
What?
Varial always says when he comes across it. Dover be ito matov.
Oh, yeah?
You learn something and it's time. How great.
So this is really tomorrow's daf, which is going to be Tez Vav Nisan. Well, the top line says, the second top line says Karpas. So Rashi says that Karpas means Apia. Apia means nothing to me in French. And I mean telling you in French, I just don't know French. Right, you see, I have it on the side here. According to Chassam Sofer, it means celery. You don't have it in your Gemara, probably.
Just have Wazir Rashi, it says Apia is Karpas.
Okay, but how goes with Tzirum quote from the Chassam Sofer and Orachim Sof Simon Kof Lamed Beis, that means celery. That's why many people are makbid dafka to have celery.
Speaking of which, did we get our Family Feud answers?
Oh, yeah, but I only sent out those who requested it back. You didn't request it. I could send it to you. If you remind me later, send me an email.
Okay.
Some people just answer. They don't really you know, they're annoyed by it, so I don't want to send them back the results.
Please, please send.
So let me know, I can send it to you. But celery was not the top answer. It was potatoes was the number one answer for the what people use for carpas. By the way, great story with your in-laws.
Okay.
Your experience in first Seder with your in-laws?
Oh, yeah.
One of the questions I asked, I mentioned to you the question, what was your biggest shock at your in-laws? So Adam said that he wasn't able to hold his liquor.
We were in Eretz Yisrael. Just to give you some context here, we were in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
At this hotel, the Dom Panorama in like Tel Aviv or something. And they were serving this wine called Kanaan. I don't know if you've ever had Kanaan wine, but it's like 16% alcohol. It's literally like as strong. It's like from medieval times. It's like from, you know, biblical times. It's like Kanaan Kipshuta. And I like had one cup and I felt myself like getting really woozy. By the second cup, I was blasted.
Welcome to the family. Okay, let's get the next few lines in here. So that's karpas, that's Pesach. So again, those who do achli karpas, so those who eat celery, havalu b'nei ziusani. What's that one?
Radiant.
Radiant, okay. So it's a good idea to have karpas, celery. Do achla kusvarta, those who eat?
Coriander.
Coriander. Isn't that like type of material? Yes. I guess it's food also.
Maybe it comes from this.
Maybe, okay. Do achla kusvarta, havalu B'nei Bisrani, I guess would be heavy people, fat. Da'achli Esroga, those who eat Esrogim, Havalu B'nei Rechani, will smell nice. Barti de Shavamalka, the daughter of the Shavamalka, Achla Ba Ima Esroga, her mother ate Esrog, V'hava Maskile, the Kame Avua Beresh Rechana. What does that last line mean?
Shoot. At the head of the fragrance.
They would bring her to her father before all the words, Brosha Devarim, because she smelled
before,
so good.
Before all the spices, before the smells. She was the first thing he would smell.
Okay, smell, come over here, my daughter, I'm going to smell you, and then move on to the cinnamon now, and down the line, I guess. Okay. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Next week, are you around, Harry? I know Adam won't be.
I am around, yeah.
Okay, so should we...